Phase C. Develop strategies and action plans. This phase bridges the gap between the shared vision and the current reality. By comparing the two, we can identify and prioritize specific discrepancies based on their potential impact. Feasibility is assessed to determine how best to address those gaps. The process involves setting SMART objectives: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound for each action step. Clear, actionable steps are designed, responsibilities and resources are assigned, and timelines are established to guide implementation. The phase culminates in the creation of a final action step chart, serving as a roadmap for achieving the group's vision. Each component of SMART plays a crucial role. Specific. Specific steps eliminate confusion and provide clear direction, ensuring everyone knows exactly what needs to be done. Measurable steps allow the group to track progress and recognize when milestones are achieved, maintaining motivation and providing opportunities for adjustments if needed. Achievable steps keep the group focused and prevent overcommitment, ensuring that goals remain within reach and creating a sense of progress. Relevant steps align with the group's larger vision, preventing wasted effort on actions that don't actually contribute to the end goal. Time-bound steps set target dates, creating urgency and helping the group stay on track. By setting SMART goals, the group builds a clear, actionable, and realistic roadmap to bridge the gap between the current reality and their shared vision. This structured approach enhances group cohesion, accountability, and motivation, allowing members to see measurable progress towards their objectives. To create SMART action steps, begin by identifying key goals needed to transition from current reality to the shared vision. Consider all six key resources: social, human, spiritual, political or governance, physical or infrastructure, natural, and financial, and how they contribute to the vision. For each goal, brainstorm potential action steps that meet the SMART criteria. Assign responsibility to individuals or groups for each step to ensure accountability and ownership. Each step can be viewed as a mini-vision, providing a sense of accomplishment and maintaining motivation throughout the process. Coordinating tools, such as common pooled resources, can help manage tasks and resources effectively, ensuring fairness and accountability. These tools create fluidity in resource distribution and exchange, keeping the group aligned and moving steadily toward their shared vision. Developing an action step chart is an essential step in turning a shared vision into reality. For each action step, set a realistic due date and an accountable person to keep the group on track and ensure steady progress. A visual representation of the SMART action steps and journey can be particularly rewarding and effective. Many groups create this using three manila papers: one for mapping the current situation, resource mapping, on the left, one for the group's vision, on the right, and the action step chart, which links the two together. This visual timeline bridges the gap between where the group is and where they aim to be, providing clarity and motivation. Regular reviews and adjustments are key to the process. Monitoring progress allows the group to assess what is working and make necessary changes to address challenges or adapt to shifting circumstances. This flexibility ensures that the group remains aligned with its goals and continues moving forward effectively. While the tension between current reality and the shared vision may feel daunting, it is also a powerful driving force. with smart action steps, a clear timeline, and a committed, accountable team, this tension can be harnessed to propel the group towards success, transforming aspirations into tangible outcomes. Practical coordination of resources. This section outlines how communities can establish and sustain a pool to achieve their collective vision. How to coordinate resources effectively is a practical challenge that many communities face after defining their vision and mapping available assets, especially in contexts where money is scarce. A pool of commitments offers a collaborative solution by aggregating contributions from individuals, groups, and businesses into a shared system. This approach fosters fair and transparent exchanges, enhances community bonds, and builds economic resilience. Based on the resource mapping exercise, initial seed commitments are solicited and reviewed with stewards to ensure buy-in and mutual accountability. These commitments are then formalized and registered, often with witnesses to build trust and credibility. For each accepted commitment, the pool stewards must specify the limits and relative value of those goods, services, or certificates. With the groundwork laid, the pool is launched. Members receive training, and analog or digital platforms are tested for smooth functionality. A launch event helps to promote the initiative, while initial contributions and exchanges are facilitated with ongoing support. This stage is crucial for creating momentum and demonstrating the pool's potential. Once operational, the focus shifts to balancing and growing the pool. Community feedback is collected and implemented to refine operations, rules, and protocols. Efforts are made to enhance engagement, diversify commitments, and connect to more commitments that can strengthen the pool's resources and impact. Regular impact assessments are conducted to ensure sustainability, and stakeholders review the vision and long-term plans. Scaling strategies are explored to expand the pool's reach and capacity, while continued contributions are encouraged through the documentation and sharing of success stories. Throughout these phases, several principles are essential for success. Communities should align pool activities with clear visions of desirable futures while regularly assessing their needs and resources. Inclusive planning that engages diverse resources ensures holistic development. Transparency, trust, and mutual support are key to maintaining a strong network, while monitoring and adjusting strategies keep the pool relevant to evolving needs. Celebrating and sharing successes inspires ongoing participation and attracts new members, creating a thriving, resilient system that aligns with the community's shared vision. Community activities. The integration of pooling and formalized commitments into activities such as rotational labor associations, community services, markets, and lending demonstrates a harmonious blend of traditional practices and modern community development strategies. This approach empowers economic collaboration, strengthens social cohesion, and fosters sustainable initiatives. By respecting cultural heritage and embedding it into contemporary systems, communities can create inclusive ecosystems that thrive in both traditional and digital economies. In rotational labor associations, ROLAs, community members take turns hosting and organizing activities where the group contributes labor and resources to benefit one another. The host prepares tasks, tools, and materials, and ensures the group is provided with ample refreshments. Commitments formalized as vouchers can act as tokens of appreciation for labor and resources, enabling participants to exchange contributions even if they are unable to attend the activity. The host would swap their own vouchers into the pool digital or physical, for those of the participants, and send them directly to the participants for their support in the roller. At the end of each session, achievements are celebrated and the next host is identified to continue the rotation. Community markets bring together members to exchange goods and services using commitments, fostering economic interaction and mutual support. Members can also pre-sell labour or other offerings as vouchers, creating a dynamic space for both immediate and future exchanges. Community services focus on activities like building infrastructure, restoring ecosystems, and offering training. Organisers contribute commitments to compensate participants, ensuring fair recognition for their efforts and laying the groundwork for the next steps in the Community Action Plan. Endowment and lending pools enable communities to provide financial support and resources to individuals and businesses. Through structured roles and community oversight, loans are issued against commitments, reducing reliance on cash. Borrowers create vouchers as promises for valuable services or to repay loans, facilitating a system in which repayments occur through goods, services, or monetary contributions. By managing risks, vetting borrowers, and encouraging continuous contributions, these pools sustain economic growth and resilience. Jubilees are annual or cyclical gatherings where community members' debits and credits are reviewed and balanced to ensure fairness. Members with high debts contribute more through labour, goods, or fines, while those with high credit receive more support. These gatherings also serve as opportunities to reflect on learnings, revise action plans, and celebrate communal achievements with music, food, and festivities. Case study, Phase C, Games and Action Steps. Emma's group crafted smart action steps displayed as an action step chart, focusing first on being able to share their resources fairly by creating a simple pool of commitments as gift cards. They agreed that each person would seed the pool with 10 of their own unique written gift cards, each representing $10 worth per member of a specific good or service. Loaves of bread from Grace, haircuts from Emma, carpentry from Kevin, and so on. They agreed on rough equivalences using national currency. For instance, each good or service would be valued against the dollar, and the group could choose to change this rule if 75%, a quorum, of them agreed. A cap or limit of $400 worth of each voucher per participant ensured no one overextended themselves early on. So Emma could not put into the pool more than $400 of her vouchers while pulling out other vouchers. Since the pool was a basket in Emma's shop, everyone trusted her to follow the rules and keep track of usage on a ledger they could all see. At the same time, they planned a rotating labour association. Every 2 weeks they would gather at the shop or home of someone in the group, who would pay them in gift cards, to undertake a bigger task, painting a wall, repairing a roof, or installing shelves. Unlike random favours, these labour sessions would be recorded as an ongoing cycle of reciprocal support. The group also discussed how to handle defaults or disputes. They decided on small repayment gatherings. If someone's voucher became overdue or impossible to redeem, the group could meet to negotiate alternative forms of compensation. A partial exchange, delayed delivery, or reassigning the job to another member. Emma scheduled the next meeting to finalise details. There they tackled the question of legality. Were there licences required to pool and exchange gift cards? Emma agreed to consult a local ward representative and a lawyer friend. both advised that as long as the vouchers were simple commitments or IOUs rather than broadly exchangeable money or currency, the group was on solid ground, especially if they were not charging interest or doing money lending, which would require a license in their country. By the end of week three, it was time to launch. Everyone arrived with 10 unique handwritten and signed vouchers worth $100 each. $10 worth of bread from Grace. $10 worth of groceries from Yusuf. $10 worth of hairstyling from Emma. And dropped them in a small basket at Emma's salon. She jotted each voucher and each exchange in a paper ledger. Emma was in charge of making sure that no voucher could be pulled out of the basket without an equal value of other vouchers going in. She also collected a yearly membership fee in vouchers. This insurance kitty would help reimburse anyone who wound up holding a defaulted voucher. Any excess would be given back to the members each year. With the seeded commitments giving birth to a common pooled resource, anyone in the group could put up to an additional $300 worth of their own vouchers in to pull out $300 worth of any other vouchers. This gave them the ability to purchase things they needed on credit when they didn't have enough cash, and pay back later by accepting their own vouchers back from the pool. For example, Emma could get bread on credit from Yusuf and repay him by redeeming her vouchers via giving him and his family haircuts.